It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Gemma Konecko.
I'm here.
You're here.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing a Tigers hoodie.
I am.
Well, you're getting excited. Yes. Spring training, only a few weeks away.
Yes. I like this one because it has the old Tigers logo on it, and it's kind of like cross-eyed and weird looking.
Yeah, he looks scared and confused.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
much like you do when
rude.
You're watching the Tigers.
That was so rude.
That was rude to both you and the Tigers.
Every level.
I know.
My goodness.
We are, that other voice you hear is I don't know that that you're maybe too familiar with his voice, unless you watched our Cut 4 Year interview. He lives in a basement because he runs the Cut 4 After Dark.
After Dark. Whoa. Hashtag After Dark.
Oh. Yeah. That is, of course, writer and editor Matt Monaghan.
Great to be back. Great to be here. It's been a long time.
But you sound extremely sincere with that thing. Everyone,
he's just afraid you're
I don't
insult
talk much.
Him.
I'm in a basement in the dark, and I stare at a computer screen. So
I know it's you.
It's
you're
nice
very
to
pale.
Come out and like see the light. And,
yeah,
you know, the bright lights of the Cut Forecast.
He doesn't want to come on the show because he's afraid you're going to insult him and his team. Just whenever
yeah,
you.
I'm glad
feel
I didn't
like
wear
it.
A Mets hoodie. You know, jeez.
Yeah, that I will insult the Mets yeah. and you. I'm equal opportunity insulting of everyone's team, even my own. Also, you may not know this about Matt. While at night he works in a basement writing and editing for MLB.com, during the day he travels around the world. Where were you this weekend, Matt?
I was in St. Kitts.
Oh, yeah.
In the Caribbean.
I don't know if you can hear the hatred in my voice, but it's there.
It was hot. It was really hot.
How great for you.
Yeah, it's a little colder here. But I kind of wish I was there still, but it's great to...
You kind of wish you were there.
Oh, that's so nice.
I came back basically to be on the Cut Forecast. I could have stayed, and I booked an earlier flight just to.
Yeah, we flew you back. Yeah. That was in the company
on the
dollar.
Yeah, on the blimp. On the Cut 4 blimp.
That's right. On the blimp. I forgot about our blimp. Okay, enough talking about dumb stuff that matters to nobody.
Whoa.
Like
again.
Monaghan's travel plans,
wow.
even though I brought it up. we're recording this on Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday. The most interesting thing about Wednesday was the Hall of Fame announcement happened. We learned that 3 Major League Baseball players will join the National Baseball Hall of Fame. That's Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Yvonne Rodriguez. Congrats to them. Do either of you have like a favorite out of the 3 of them that you particularly enjoyed watching, that you feel connected to in some way? I know I'll speak on behalf of Cut 4 writer Michael Clare and say that Jeff Bagwell, obviously it's past time that he got in. Yeah. He's a great player. And if you go to MLB.com/Cut 4, you can read about how he's a style icon of the 90s. But Gemma, who did you?
Well, I've talked about him quite a bit over the past month or so on this podcast, but I'm really happy for Pudge. It seemed like maybe he wouldn't make it on this first ballot. And then it was sort of like, oh, who are they calling right now? And it was it was surprising because I thought it would be Trevor Hoffman. And then it was, you know, my teenage favorite Tiger, Pudge. I have, someone we work with gave me a Pudge hand puppet from the 2005 All-Star game, and it's super weird looking. Like, it's really creepy. I don't know why they thought that would be an interesting or good promotional item, because the head of the hand puppet is really hard. It's like a rock, so if you drop it, it kind of hurts, like, on your foot. But I have this Pudge hand puppet, and I was very excited that I got to, like, wave it around.
It should be noted, Gemma
yeah.
is a Tigers fan.
Yes, yeah.
We do enjoy the Tigers organization. I know we've been hard on them here in the first 5 minutes of the Cut Forecast, but I feel like we should say that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
What about you, Mono? Are you a Bagwell guy, a Raines guy, a Pudge guy?
I'm a Bagwell and Pudge guy. I liked seeing those guys get in. Yeah. Just growing up in the 90s watching baseball, those two guys were huge, you know? And Pudge was always the catcher. If you played Little League Baseball or... you know, wiffle ball, anything. If you were catching, you kind of wanted to be Pudge. You know,
yeah.
You pretended you were Pudge because he was the best defensively, like yeah. of his peers. And Bagwell, his stance. I mean, really weird. Like it's like he's sitting on like a footstool, you know? And he hit like 450 home runs. Something
I know.
Like it's so those two guys, and then Tim Raines was great. You know, during his entire career, 4 decades of playing. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Would you guys grow out a Bagwell style goatee?
For what
just
purpose?
To honor him? Just maybe to like go to the Hall of Fame? Like if you went to the induction, would you grow out the Bagwell goatee?
I would definitely, yeah.
If I was like presenting, if I was presenting something to him.
You said you would definitely go. So if I can get someone to send you to the induction, you will grow out a goatee?
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Okay, it is committed promise now. You cannot take it back if anything happens.
I won't take it. If you send Monaghan and me to the induction ceremony, I will absolutely have a goatee. 100%.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, as we said, congrats to Jonah Carey. I mean, congrats to Tim Raines for getting into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Just missing out Trevor Hoffman at 74%. That's
so close. Yeah.
He'll get in next year, but that would drive me insane if I was a baseball player. Vlad Guerrero, 71.7%. Edgar Martinez, 58.6%. Roger Clemens, 54.1%, and Barry Bonds, 53.8%. That was the first five to not get in. Interesting. I find it fascinating, the people who vote for Clemens but not Bonds. But
yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't really understand that.
I don't either, but that voting is a mystery. Let's move on, though, to a tangentially related topic to voting. The Chicago Cubs visited the White House.
Yes.
And its current resident, Barack Obama, he's moving out tomorrow, but he still was there on Monday when the Cubs went to visit him. Theo Epstein pardoned him because he's obviously a White Sox fan, so yep. Mm-hmm. Very important. Theo is the president of the Cubs. Obviously, Michelle Obama is a Cubs fan, which was a nice thing that we learned over the course of this ceremony. Did you guys have a particular highlight that you enjoyed?
The whole thing was pretty fun. I mean, just watching the videos. And I like the thing about Michelle Obama. This was the first, Barack was saying, his first ceremony she went to because she's a Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would probably do the same. I would just go to a ceremony of the team I liked. You know, I wouldn't really care about it.
So if you were the president, you would not invite.
No.
If
obviously, clearly in this scenario, Matt is the first gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not the president.
Because then he would have to be.
He's
the first gentleman.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just like busy and I can't go to like see the Giants one again.
Like whoever Matt's,
doing something,
Matt's partner, spouse is, that's who the president is.
Right.
So,
okay. And then when the Mets win, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can speak if you need me to speak or if you need me to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of like that tidbit about the Michelle Obama going to it first. Yeah.
That was, I learned a lot just now.
I'm a terrible person.
No, this is great.
Well, no, Gemma, would you, if you were a spouse to the president, would you go to like, I don't know, the Dodgers winning the World?
They would be like, you cannot come to these ceremonies because you keep like yelling your hot sports takes during
the
ceremony.
From the crowd, like the
I'm not gonna be in the crowd. If I'm the first lady, I'm gonna be just like hanging out on stage, being really annoying. And anyway, I would be the president, so it doesn't really matter. I would have to be there, and I would have to give speeches.
The Patriots are over.
Who said that?
The Patriots, when they'd be like, what do you want to do? Do you want to do this? They'd be like, I'll teleconference in. Like, I don't really need to shake any extra hands here. I really liked the whole ceremony, though. Barry had some good jokes.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually kind of sweet to see Anthony Rizzo, who's number 44, present him with two number 44 jerseys.
That was nice.
They gave him one that said Chicago in case he didn't want to wear one that explicitly said Cubs.
Yep.
So that was sweet. They gave him a lot of great gifts. They gave him a lifetime pass to Wrigley, which he also thought was funny because it said non-transferable on it. Like he's going to give it to someone else and they're going to try to use this giant novelty pass to go to Wrigley.
Also, let's be honest. If Obama wants to get somebody into Wrigley Field, he's probably going to be able to get somebody.
Well, then Linda Ricketts was like, you don't actually have to bring this. You know that, right? Which I thought was pretty adorable.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to show up and be like, who are you?
Yes. You can't come in here.
No, let me see your pass.
I'm not familiar with any Barack Obamas. My favorite thing from this was the formal announcement of an exploratory committee to investigate the possible run of David Ross for the presidency. Now, it's unclear if it's 2020 or 2024, depending on your political affiliation. But we put out a poll asking who his vice president should be.
And,
you know, obviously polls are the thing to talk about.
They are.
64% said Anthony Rizzo, and only 36% said Chris Bryant.
You know, that really surprised me. I thought it was going to be a much more even split because David Ross did take a picture of himself at the podium with the presidential seal, and next to him were Brian and Rizzo, and it was unclear, you know, really what, who's the chief of staff there, who's the VP, you know, you don't know.
The people have spoken, though, and the VP will likely be Anthony Rizzo.
I voted for Chris Bryant, but, you know.
Well,
time to, you know, make your peace with Anthony
there
Rizzo.
There are a lot of jokes we can make, but we're not going to. The last thing that I want to talk about, this is the most important thing. Forget the White House, forget the Hall of Fame. Yeah. This is the thing that I care the most about.
Okay.
And it came out this week that Alex Rodriguez, formerly of Major League Baseball,
yes,
and baseball cards in a shoebox under your bed, is the host of a new television show. I was going to call it a game show. It's not really a game show. It's one of those like quasi-reality show game shows in which A-Rod is the host, and he has some business experts who help athletes who have gone broke get back on good financial footing. I am so in on A-Rod as like television host, as just TV personality in general, as somebody just like in our lives, as like a dad or whatever. Very in on all of that. Are you guys excited for the show?
I mean, I liked that you just said helpful dad, and now I kind of wish it was just like a home repair show starring A-Rod. Like something that I could be like, oh yeah, I watched the A-Rod tutorial and now I know how to like weather seal my windows. That would be great. I would like that. Yes.
I liked how also on his Twitter account, because again, this is really just an excuse for me to talk about retired A-Rod, who I am obsessed with. Obviously talks about A-Rod Corp a lot, and we've talked about that a little bit. Unclear what exactly it is. Yeah. But I like, there was one photo that he shared where he was wearing a suit and he was doing like, you know, big man business stuff. Yeah. And one of his employees was sitting across him, just dressed totally casually. And I was like, I like this. This is good. Everybody gets to dress the way they want at A-Rod Corp. Yeah. He's like a very forward-thinking business.
And every day is bring your daughter to work day. It always looks like his daughter is like in charge. She's with her feet up doing stuff on the computer.
It's a good education.
Yeah. Good.
He's just a great dad. Yeah. I would love for him to be my dad. If he's willing.
Whoa.
Sorry, your dad is pretty good.
Oh, my dad's cool. My dad's really cool.
Yeah. Everyone should follow your dad on Twitter.
Yeah. They at Charles Monaghan.
Some good tweets.
Give him a follow. He's good. Who else? Who, like, what other retired player do you think should have a television show?
Hmm.
I mean, I would say David Ortiz probably, right?
Yeah.
Unless he's just coming back.
That's sort of the. I don't think he's coming.
What would his show be? What kind of show would it be? Would it be like, just celebrity lip sync, but you always have to lip sync with David Ortiz?
I like that. I like lip sync.
That's fun.
Okay. I was just thinking about all the stuff he does with Gronk, you know, when they do their songs. So that would be fun.
I want him to like show me around, play like an Anthony Bourdain style. Like he just takes you to various places that he has been and is like, yo, this is going to be great. Yeah. And he shows you like where to eat. That's what I want.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, he knows everybody. So it's like,
yeah, he knows. Like, that's
hey,
the other
what's
thing.
Up, Big Poppy?
Yeah, they'll all come, they'll hug him. And then it's, that's my dream. Yeah.
I would like that. I mean, I would also, I will eventually watch the documentary, like the real time documentary that's made about David Ross's run for president.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, that'll definitely be very watchable TV. So I'll be really into that.
Okay. I'll count that. All right. So this is, I think, unrelated to that was all the news, by the way. So
there's
I'm glad we got the news out of the way.
Most important stuff. Yeah.
Very important.
That's the most. I mean, I can't think of any other news from this week that we should talk about. But Hawk Harrelson, I'm glad that you're here, Matt.
Is this why you asked me?
Maybe. Hawk Harrelson, broadcaster for the Chicago White Sox. Although he took a step back, but he's still involved.
Still doing work.
He is being honored this year with a commemorative alarm clock with his face on it. And we learned this the other day on Twitter. This is just a regular promotion in the White Sox stadium at some point this year. I forget the date. Don't listen to the Cup Forecast for information.
It's in May at some point.
It's May, whatever. I want one desperately. And Matt, I'm glad you're here because you are Cut Four's resident Hawk Harrelson whisperer. You appreciate him, you love him, and you really understand what it is that makes Hawk a classic baseball commentator.
Yes. Yes.
So what was your first of all, we'll get to the other questions, but my first thing is, what is it about Hawk that you love?
I mean, when this
that's kind of a hot opinion.
If you don't like Hawk, then you don't like baseball.
Wow. That's right.
You don't like everything about baseball.
Uh-huh.
And this promotion, when it came out a couple days ago, I think they announced it, and it was tweeted at me like 4 or 5 times by different people, and
I may or may not have been one of those people. Yeah.
And of course, I was overjoyed, you know. Mm-hmm. And I want one, and I might go to the game to get one.
I think we need to
and
go.
I mean, what's better? Waking up in the morning and having Hawk Harrelson yelling in your ear to wake up. Like, there's nothing better. Like, there's nothing you want to hear first thing in the morning.
Nothing. Not one
maybe
thing.
There'll be a couple things, but like in my life, you know, I think it really gets you up. It will wake you up, won't it? I mean,
I guess it would probably wake you up. That's for sure. It would work on that level. Yes.
The only problem with this alarm clock is that in order to get it to stop talking, you have to make an egregious mistake and then it will be silent for minutes on end. So that's fun. I love Hawk. Yeah. I won't go as far as you as to say that if you don't love Hawk, you don't love baseball. But I do think that there is a unique pleasure in the way that he calls the game.
Yes.
But that, Jeb, what do you need to be the voice of reason here. What do you think?
I think what I like about Hawk is how much everyone that I work with likes Hawk. Like, you guys really like him.
A lot of people on the internet don't.
Right.
Yes.
It should be said.
It should be said, yes. But I do think that if you're going to make any promotional item featuring Hawk Harrelson's voice, this is the one. Like, there's really there's no better synthesis of what you think of when you think of Hawk, which is like a man yelling at you just about things.
He doesn't just yell. He exudes enthusiasm. That's different than yelling.
Well, it's not scary. It's not scary yelling. It's just like, you know, you're going to get up. Scary. And, yeah.
I tell you, one of my all-time favorite baseball calls was Mark Burley's perfect game. And at the end of the game, I forget who it was. They were playing the Rays, and they hit a ground ball to Alexi Ramirez. And Hawk goes, "Alexi, yes, yes!" And he starts screaming, "Yes!" And that is just seared into my brain, and I always think of that.
I mean, he's a huge baseball fan. You can tell the way he announces and yells during games. He loves it. You know?
He's just silent when
he's dead
the
silent.
White Sox
the Giambi home run when he was on the Indians and ended the game. Silence. Nothing. All the way around the bases, nothing. No.
That's great.
I think also that the alarm clock itself is just a good representation of who he is. It has a little cartoon. He's kind of like growling in the cartoon.
He's the Hawk.
Yeah. He's the Hawk.
Yeah.
Former Cut 4 writer Dan Wall would only ever refer to him as Ken because that is his given name. I think
no fun.
That's no fun. No fun. I think any man who self-identifies as Hawk, I am all.
You're
in.
That's who you are now. I mean, I encourage you guys to go to this game with your partially grown
Bagwell
goatees.
Yeah, it'll almost be May. So we'll be like almost
when is
full goatee.
Like July.
I think it's July.
So at least you got to start. You know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how long it takes.
I think I've spoken like a woman. Okay, but the reason
you know who can't be David Ross's VP now. You. You can't be on my staff when I eventually become president. I will not invite you to any team's ceremonies.
You aren't going to anyway. I know that. But the reason I bring up the Hawk alarm clock is because I have a question for the two of you. This is a question that we have pondered many times on the Cut 4 cast, but there is enough here to cultivate that we have to revisit it every so often. I think once a year is really what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. If you had to invent a promotional item for a team, what would it be? For which team would it be? Gemma, since you cruelly are not inviting me to your
I'm
White
the
House.
One. I'm the one who's doing the bad thing.
Why don't you
okay.
let us know yours first?
Well, I thought the alarm clock was a good idea. So I thought like, it'd be nice to have a Vin Scully alarm clock because then I could just tell you an interesting story when you were waking up and it's really soothing. So then it's like that soft wake up, you know? So you're like, I'm interested in this. I guess I should like be conscious to listen to the story. But that's kind of, you know, lazy idea. Everything else I thought of. Well,
wait, can I jump in on that?
Yeah.
You could do a reverse alarm clock.
Right, bedtime.
Where, yeah, it tells you when it's bedtime, and then he
and
tells you a bed
story. That's a good
idea.
Yeah.
To sleep, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I like that. That was good teamwork, you guys.
Okay, that's what the Cut4cast is all about.
Yeah,
workshopping.
Cooperation.
It is.
Networking.
Yeah.
A lot of networking.
With each other.
There is
we all
a lot of
B2B
and business cards. What else did you
Well, okay, so I don't know. It's January. I'm feeling many feelings. So I kind of want something like soft and warm and cuddly. And I thought, like, what team could make this happen for me? So then I started thinking about Evan Gaddis, whose nickname is El Oso Blanco, aka the White Bear. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if the Astros just gave out like giant white teddy bears? You know, like those giant bears that people and like leave
when at like carnivals.
That it'd be really impossible to carry around the ballpark. But
okay,
I would like that.
Huge. They give it give it away at the ballpark. It's like the first 20,000.
And then they have to you have to buy a separate seat for the bear if you want one. You have to have two seats. One
not
for
to
you,
kids, just
one
any,
for the, anyone,
any adult.
Any adult. They're big.
That would be great.
It would be amazing. And then you get the extra creep value of like just 20,000 stuffed bears in the seats watching the game.
Right, like the camera pans and there's just like all these bears staring at the game.
Yes. Yeah. I think that would be great. But you know, ultimately I went with the minor league team here.
Okay.
Again, because it's cold and I want something warm and fluffy, aka a biscuit.
Okay. First of all, you're always cold.
I am. It's always cold in my heart.
Me
my heart
too.
Is made
I
of
agree.
Us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cold.
You were in St. Kitts.
Cold world.
If I was in St. Kitts, I'd be happy, not complaining about it. But I want a biscuit. I want like a giant biscuit from the Montgomery Biscuits. It could
like
be
that you could eat.
Okay. Well, I
Mono understands.
Well, ideally there would be two parts of this. The one part would be like a stuffed animal. You know, you've seen those like hamburger pillows, but it would be a biscuit pillow.
I had one.
Gotcha.
You have a biscuit pillow?
No, I had a hamburger.
Oh my god, I got so excited.
I had a plush hamburger.
Yeah.
Wait, is that comfortable? A biscuit pillow? Well, you wrap it around your neck or something?
I guess you could. Yeah. It would just be like a plush.
Like an airplane pillow?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It would just be like you could hold it. There could be like a little pat of butter in it, and it would be cute.
Real butter?
No, it's a pillow. That's disgusting. And then the other aspect would be when you went to the park and you got the plushie biscuit, you would also get just like a carton full of biscuits, like real edible biscuits.
Ooh,
those are my
those are some good
ideas. Yeah,
I like the Oso Blanco stuff.
Thank you.
All I heard was biscuit, and I was teleported to another world. Mono, what is your idea for a promotional item?
So I thought long and hard about this, and I was thinking. First time in a long time.
Yeah, I appreciate the dedication to the Cub Forecast.
Yeah, no problem. And I was thinking Rockies, and I was thinking Dinger.
Good, great.
I was thinking Scary.
I'm bored.
And so it'd be like, you know those little things? You have like a popsicle stick, and you have like a like thing at the end, like a character or something. Like you hold up.
Yeah.
So Dinger would be at the end. It'd be like a Dinger, and you can like scare people with it. Like you go up, someone's like a classmate's taking a test you don't like, you like put it behind your shoulder and like have it just stare, you know, behind home plate, he stares at people. And so he just stares at you while you're taking a test. Or like you put it up to a window, bedroom window, and stares at people.
This
or like
so
it's a book, it could be a bookmark too, and it's just in your book and it's just like it's popping out, Dinger's
this
popping
is
out.
So creepy.
I hate this,
this
idea so much.
It's like those people who print out pictures of Nicolas Cage and just like leave them in weird places.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it would
offices.
Be. Like you leave it on a wall somewhere or you put it like
it'd be Dinger.
Yeah, it'd be Dinger and he's just staring.
Would you be in on like a full size like Dinger cardboard cutout that you could like put in the shower and scare people in the house?
That's taking it to another level. But yeah, I like where you're going with that. I think that's good. Bigger the better, always.
When I was in college, we had a cardboard cutout of Frodo Baggins.
I love this story.
And a friend of mine, huge Lord of the Rings
still
nerd.
Have it?
I don't know. I don't know where it is.
Do.
I may have thrown it away.
Frodo
I helped you move. I know you still have it.
And so we would like hide it in various places around our apartment to scare people.
That's
so
great. I like that.
I like the idea of doing that with Dinger.
Yeah.
Even though, as you know,
behind
I'm
a door.
Opposed to Dinger, but yes.
I know, but that's the whole point. Like he's kind of like
he's there to intimidate.
That's what he does.
And opposing batters.
Yeah, that's what he does. And
you.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not a fan. I hate all of your ideas, is what I'm trying to say. Thankfully, I've done this correctly. So the first one I thought of here was, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going skiing to Canada this weekend.
Ooh.
So I have skiing on the mind. And I, last year for spring training, wrote a post about the Rockies, comparing each member of the Rockies to a Colorado ski resort. So I thought, wouldn't Rockies ski goggles be an awesome giveaway? I would want that really badly. I think that would be cool. They'd be purple. They have like a purple lens. That would be cool. I like that.
It's
right?
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
It's very 80s ski culture. You know.
It is. You know, it is a little 80s.
I like that.
It doesn't like the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But That seemed too simple for this, okay. Right? It's a little basic.
I mean, it doesn't talk or scare people or involve biscuits. Yeah, so far, your idea is pretty simple.
It's not as
talk. Yeah. Interesting that you say that, because my second idea is related to talking. What if, picture that you're in Anaheim, you're driving to beautiful Angel Stadium.
Okay.
Get out of your car. You walk in to beautiful Angel Stadium, and you're presented with what appears to be one of those things from the 90s, the big mouth talking Billy Bass. Remember that thing? It would sing.
I have no idea.
I hate this idea.
You don't remember that? It was a fish that you would hang on the wall.
Oh,
and
right.
And then
it would sing.
I already know where this is going, and I'm appalled.
Yeah, this is.
It's a Mike Trout.
Garbage.
It's a trout hanging on the wall like that. Only instead of singing folksy music, it recites Mike Trout's incredible stats to you. It tells you the weather.
I was going to say, what if you had to hang it on the outside of your house and it was like a thermometer fish and it told you
about thermometer fish.
The weather. Yeah.
I think that, like, so in the NBA, sometimes they'll give stuff away as like an MVP campaign or like an all-star campaign. So this could be that. It could be like vote Trout for MVP media, but also fans, even though you can't vote, here, enjoy this big mouth Trout.
Wait, so it tells journalists to vote for
it might throw that in there. It might be like, you know, so, hey, beat reporter.
Why would they
vote Trout.
And did they give it away to media? Why would they?
Media and fans.
Okay.
You're in the media. Tell me you would not want a talking Mike Trout Trout.
I would not want a talking Mike Trout Trout.
What you're basically asking is for people to take home the worst gift of the 90s.
It'll tell you what to do with your life. And like,
it doesn't tell you what to do with your life. It tells you the weather, and it tells you how great Mike Trout is. What more do you want than that out of life?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
I'm glad that you've come around.
It should live tell you the weather, though. It should, like, know your weather conditions. That's
I know. It could also give you the Angel score, I figure. Connected devices are a big deal. You could have. We talked about the Amazon thing last week.
Right.
You could do that in there as well, so that you could ask it various things about Mike Trout, and it will answer
you. Would you call it Mike? Would you be like, hey, Mike?
Mikey.
I like
what
that.
What was the Angel score today?
You could put a microphone in it, and then it would be the mic'd Mike Trout Trout.
It's getting worse and worse.
It's okay. You're all, you can't see this right now, but they've both been blinded by my genius. Let's move on from that to, it's coming to the end of the offseason, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're like a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting, just to blow your mind. And there's been a lot of offseason workouts that we've seen on social media, guys getting ready, getting into shape for spring training, getting in shape to get in shape to play baseball.
Right.
It's sort of like when you diet to go to the gym. It's like that.
Yeah.
So my question to the two of you, which Major League Baseball player's workout do you think you could actually do? Monaghan, since you're the most athletic of the three of us.
You definitely are the most athletic of the three of us.
Why don't you tell us first?
I was thinking that I could probably do some of Bartolo Colon's workouts.
Okay.
Not the ropes.
That's Michael.
The ropes are, like, intense, really hard.
I mean, he's
really
intense.
He's very intense.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know more than most guys.
Okay. That was weird, but okay.
Is this just because you want to go to his baseball academy?
I do. I want to go to his baseball academy, and I want to have catch on the beach with my friends. Because that seems like what he does a lot. You know, a lot of
there
his videos.
Of
and he's he's doing behind-the-back tosses. Like, practicing that on the beach. I could do some of that, I think. I could do that. And it's fun. You know, it's like he's got his academy. Some of his friends are down there having a catch.
Just play on the beach
playing
with
catch.
Bartolo Colon.
Yeah.
I picture, like, the Top Gun volleyball scene.
Yeah.
You, Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, I think so. And I think I could do some. Not the ropes, though.
Okay.
The ropes are really hard.
It looks easier than it is, I think.
Yeah, but otherwise, all the other stuff is pretty hard. I saw Didi Gregorius' mom doing the parachute run.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could maybe do that, but
not very long.
Is that hard? Not long. Maybe maybe like 10 steps or something. Walking.
Yeah.
Trudging.
With the parachute. Like, for some reason.
See, what I always wanted to do with those was run and then deploy it.
Jump off like a cliff or something.
No, I definitely don't want to do that.
Base jumping Dakota over here.
Well, you know, like, you know, like, what are they called? The drag race cars?
Yeah, right.
How, like, they go and then, and the parachute comes at the back. That would be really fun. It's like, if you were, like, Billy Hamilton, to just run and then pull, like, a ripcord, and then it comes out and it stops you.
That would be fun.
That would be really fun for Billy Hamilton.
Yeah, not for, I run, like, a mile an hour. Gemma, what workout do you think
I mean,
could accomplish?
Probably, honestly, not any full workout of any major league player because I'm extremely lazy. I am. I like to sit and read books. That's like very unathletic. I saw the parachute run. I thought like I could do one of those maybe. And that would be it. No more running for the rest of the week. It would just be over. You know what I do like to do is not talk to strangers in public places where there are a lot of strangers, like airports. And I usually bring a lot of books to airports, and I tend to finish them by the time I have to fly back to wherever I'm going, and then I'm bored and I'm, like, sitting around in the airport. So I could do what Jock Peterson did and just, like, do some push-ups in an airport. Like, I could do that. And then I think people would be like, that's weird. I can't talk to that person. And then there would be, like, a little space around me. I could just look at my stuff. I wouldn't have a cute dog with me, unfortunately, but... You know, I could do like 10 push-ups.
Push-ups are hard. Push-ups are pretty hard too.
10 is the max that I could do in the airport, but I feel like that would still be enough to like create a buffer of space around me.
I feel like it would draw attention to you though. People would be like, "Oh," and then someone will come and critique your form, probably a man, and they'll be like, you need to go further."
Listen,
and he'll be like, "Oh, just like a woman." then I'll ban him from my presidential, from my White
not
House
coming
as
to
well.
Sports.
We were talking about growing facial hair, which you are unable to do.
You're
Gemma.
Right. I don't really know anything about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what workout could you do, Dakota?
I agree with you, none. So I'm going to preface this by saying that.
Does anyone just like dance? Does anyone have an off-season dance workout?
I definitely
I'm sure
could
they
do.
I could dance. Yeah, I could.
No, I could not do that.
Yeah, I mean, dance classes are fun.
Like Zumba.
Zumba, like, you're like, you know, moving your legs and arms. And
Well, have you done a Zumba class?
No, but that's what I picture.
Yoga. I could do yoga.
That's true. I could do
yoga with what's
that thing?
Mark Melanson and Hunter Pence.
What was that thing last year?
Hunter Pence would be fun.
They were just jumping on boxes.
Box
I could
jumps.
Do that.
You got to jump pretty high.
You have to jump really high.
Like, it's like,
how high?
It's like,
I can get a small one. I can get a small box.
You can't jump onto one box.
You can't just jump on like a little like 2-inch box.
Yeah, like you know the theater cubes?
Yeah,
Fellow theater major.
Yeah.
I could jump on one of those.
That's so not even. That's nothing. A child could do that.
Okay.
So you just jump on it and like jump back?
I will concede that I am less fit than a child.
55-inch box jump, 64-inch box jump, like insane thing.
I went in the mono direction here. Only instead of Bartolo, I went with another pitcher, Johnny Cueto, who also works out on the beach.
Yeah.
And he shared many of those photos or videos on Instagram. He did the rope thingy, which I don't think I could do. I could probably do it for like
a second.
Two or three. And I'd be like, what? Oh, my God. He was doing some elastic band thing.
Yeah.
You can tell I spent a lot of time in the gym.
Yeah, obviously.
And then he was just running on the beach. But it didn't look like he was running very far.
No.
So that I could do.
Yeah.
And I feel like physically I'm not dramatically different from Johnny Cueto. I will take your silence as yes, you're right, Dakota. That's true. You are you do have the build of a professional baseball player.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Mm. No comment.
But mostly I just want to hang out on the beach.
Right. You know.
And so
hold up here, go to the beach.
Yeah. And you know, Mona, you're the expert on going to the beach.
I am.
If you could go, which beach would you go to if you could go work out with Bartolo Colon anywhere?
Any beach you would want to go to. I would go wherever he goes. You know? He tells me. But probably the Dominican Republic somewhere.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, are you still going to be a Mets fan now that Bartolo is no longer a Met?
To be determined.
All right.
No, I am. Yeah, I am.
You're not.
I can't.
Making the Mets.
I'm gonna.
Braves jump.
I'm liking what the Braves are doing. I'm excited.
Just signing Bartolo. That's what you like.
Yeah, also, this was reported in a local paper in Florida that the Braves are moving their spring training facility to where my parents live in North Port, Florida. So I just need to give a shout out
your
to
parents, Are your parents going to live on the new bridge?
They're living in training? The... My dad actually was saying, like, they're going to need somebody in Northport to, like, help things along. I was like, yeah, you should go do that. But I'm excited for that.
Yeah
that's cool.
That.
Yeah.
All right. It is time now to summarize this podcast into 140 characters, one tweet that accurately and adequately summarizes our podcast into one bite-sized chunk. Matt, since you're our guest, Gemma is going to go
first. Oh, thank you. Wow.
That was so nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm very gracious.
Okay. This is my tweet. Bring your El Oso Blanco stuffed animals to President Kaneko's inauguration, except for Dakota Gardner, who's not invited.
Ooh. Fine, I'll protest your inauguration.
I would retweet that so many
times. The day after, I will show up and I will protest your inauguration.
I would create new Twitter accounts to retweet that.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, okay. You're gonna hack her tweet.
I appreciate
That's
your support.
Fine. Matt, what is your tweet?
It's been so long since I tweeted, since I did this.
Yeah.
I should have said something about the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, good point.
So bad. Shout out, Pug.
Bears at ball games? That's Hall of Fame worthy. Hashtag Pudge. Hashtag Pudge. Hashtag El Oso Blanco.
It sounds like it came from like a weird novelty Twitter account that just only tweets bizarre.
Yeah, this sounds like bot stove. Like yeah. It's just terms from the internet. But I really like it, so I would retweet it.
Thank you. Thank you,
I would yeah. probably mute you. I wouldn't block you, but I'd mute you. Okay, mine is probably here's a first ballot Hall of Fame idea, : the Mike Trout. Hashtag bathe in my genius.
Oh my God. Definitely blocked and reported. Nothing.
Yeah.
Blocked and reported for spam.
Calling the police. Like just
the Mike Trout.
Banned for life.
If you have a tweet that more accurately and adequately summarizes our podcast, it may just be that brown swirly emoji. Tweet it at us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast. We will retweet the best ones, and I will retweet the slightly less good ones that these two don't like. You can follow us on Facebook. Many of our blog items appear there. You can also follow us on Twitter at Cut4. You can go to our website, mlb.com/cut4, or cut4.com, and you can read everything that we've written there, all the stuff about the Hall of Fame. There's a really cool thing you should check out of every baseball card from each of the Hall of Fame inductees. That's super cool. Gemma, do you have a thing that you're really excited about on our site?
Well, I love Pudge. Go read the thing that I wrote about Pudge being awesome and throwing everyone out ever.
Good. That's a good sale. Monica, do you got anything?
The Bagwell fashion.
Yeah, the Bagwell
goatees.
Fashion. Basically, our Hall of Fame coverage. There is the best Hall of Fame coverage on the internet is Cut4's Hall of Fame coverage.
So.
You can also go to iTunes and subscribe to this podcast. You can do it elsewhere. I use iTunes. That's not a promotion. That's just fact. While you're there, you can leave a review or you can leave a rating, 1 to 5 stars. Please take the time to do that. It helps other people find the Cut4 cast, and you can tell your friends. If you don't like it, you can tell your enemies too. That helps us. Gemma, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Monaghan, thank you for flying all the way back from your beautiful beach vacation to come and join us on our podcast.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Aww.
Thank you. That was very sweet.
It was.
A beautiful moment to end the podcast. But mostly, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.